Governor Gavin Newsom mobilized 1,000 members of the National Guard amid other security precautions over concerns of civil unrest ahead of President Donald Trump leaving office. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The state also erected a temporary chain-link fence around the state capitol, bolstering other temporary and permanent barriers, and the California Highway Patrol has refused to issue permits for rallies that had been planned there. Disneyland is ending its annual pass program 10 months after the theme park shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. The park said it would begin issuing prorated refunds to eligible pass holders. Disney officials would not say how many people hold the passes or how much the move will cost the company. El Dorado County in Northern California is giving first-come, first-serve alerts for excess COVID vaccine doses. Earlier this week, the county set up a web portal letting residents sign up for notification alerts to be sent when there are surpluses of shots available. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Drug Task Force conducting a probation search and warrant service on James Dildine, 47-year-old, at his residence on Pine Creek Road in Hoopa. They found about 2.5 ounces of methamphetamine. Murder suspect Wesley Lee Sterrett will be reevaluated to determine whether he's still mentally incompetent to stand trial. He is charged in the alleged murder and torture of an elderly Eureka man and the attempted murder of a 38-year-old woman. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.